Glamour
Love
Fearless
Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Honey, love has come and gone, and we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby? Come on.
Spotlight, a show dedicated to women touched by diabetes. I'm your host, Mr. Diabetic, and I'm on a quest to glamorize good health. So sit back, relax, and get inspired, because tonight we're shining the spotlight really, really bright on one of my all-time favorite divas, Sally Smallwood, the founder of an amazing outreach organization all about women from Tennessee. Hello,
Yay!
Sally. Sally, you inspire me. It was my year anniversary with Diva Talk Radio this past July, and I couldn't have Madonna, and I didn't want her because I wanted you, because I find you so inspiring.
Well, thanks. I think we are kindred spirits in a way that we see a problem and solutions and fun and bring it all together.
And you really did see a big problem in Tennessee. So please tell my listeners a little bit about your organization, All About Women, and how it started.
I'd love to. In the year 2000, there was a Status of Women report that came out of D.C. that ranked Tennessee 49th for women when they looked at health, education, economic opportunities, political participation, all sorts of things. And when I got a hold of the report, to me, what just glared out at me was that the resources existed, but women weren't accessing them. And there were a variety of reasons for that. I mean, we don't have time. There was a lack of money. There were geography, language issues, and fear. And so the concept of All About Women is really about removing those barriers and creating a fun, inclusive, interactive way for women to have healthier lifestyles and to have the big picture of their life.
I love it. And I want to tell our listeners we're removing the barriers tonight, too, and letting you call in and talk to Sally. Call in these digits at 347-215-8551, and we'll be taking your calls all this half hour. And feel free to visit our website, divabetic.org. Now, Sally, you also have a personal reason why you started All About Women, too. So do you mind telling a little bit about that history?
No, I don't at all. There was a friend of mine who I was very close to who in her early 30s didn't think she needed to have any kind of regular checkup and didn't have one. And by the time that she discovered her breast cancer, it was too late. And so part of All About Women is reaching out to all those women who don't have time to just take some time. And because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your family. I mean, everybody benefits when the woman takes care of herself.
And I know we have this in common, too, because obviously I started Diabetic because I worked for Luther Vandross. He had a health crisis. So it's both women and men who aren't making themselves a priority, and that's sometimes when the door opens for something like that, breast cancer or stroke in Luther's situation to occur. What do you advise women about becoming the number one priority in their life? Because that is something we both share. I'm just wondering, like, what's your approach to helping someone really get empowered about that?
Well, in a sense, what All About Women does is connect women with services. And so we will host large events and we'll host smaller community events. We'll do weekly topics on our website, and all of them are interactive, fun, and free. And so what we do is try to make it very easy for women to learn something, to engage with other women, and to become more educated through experience. If you do something, you tend to really remember it. And so, like at our events, we've had Home Depot there where women actually fix the toilet or fix a leaking sink, and that helps you with your budget. They sat down and did a living will and took care of their affairs that way, as well as getting cholesterol and bone density and blood sugar and all those kinds of screenings, even depression screenings, trying musical instruments, you know, just getting a budget, registering to vote, just all those things that enhance your life. And again, so we just put it right in front of them, let them do it, and it's done.
And what's so great about these events that Sally's talking about, we should remind people they could go to allaboutwomentn.org to find out more about upcoming events, your monthly program you mentioned, as well as take part in your interactive website. So the thing I like is when you go to one of your health fair isn't like a normal or traditional health fair. And what I liked is you had the health, the home, the life, and the me concept. It was like four areas broken into that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found very similar with Diva Bedick is this idea of inspiring confidence, which you just brought up, about learning to change a light bulb or fix a window. That confidence rolls into why someone might want to then go to your health highway to health. So
right.
What are people getting screened for at these events?
Just your all sorts of health screenings. We'd even have mammography and those kinds of things, heart screenings, cancer screenings, just, you know, mental health screenings, pregnancy screenings. We've had ultrasound available, but just all sorts of those kinds of things. In addition to, you know, think about your bigger picture of life, your financial health, your legal health, parenting, taking care of the elderly is so much an issue for women today, whether it's their parents or relatives. You know, just all sorts of things, domestic violence, being safe, having a fire escape plan. And we do it in ways, not just in screenings, but like we have the up there, down there stage where you talk about everything up there, down there, and each hour is a different expert to address the questions from the women attending. And that's really kind of how the website evolved, where each week we address a different topic. So this week it's pain management. You know, in the past it's been how to write a resume, how to get, you know, develop a fire escape plan, evaluate your sleep hygiene, and are you getting enough sleep? Just, you know, each week it's a different topic in bite-sized pieces for women to learn and chew on.
And, you know, what I think is so magnificent is how you create a safe environment for people to really address these issues. So I know something like domestic violence is very sensitive. Can you explain a little bit about your approach and maybe if something happened at one of your live outreach events around that?
Well, yeah, and actually it's an amazing story. The first event that we did in 2003, in the first hour, women were lined up at the Vanderbilt Medical Center line to get health screenings, and we kind of put things all around so women trip over them, because if you put, you know, domestic violence, nobody necessarily walks up to that. But if you have them there doing a questionnaire of are you loved well enough and some other, you know, kind of quizzes and techniques, it's real easy to find out if women are safe. And we had a woman who really felt like she was not being abused because she'd never been hit. Her skin had never been broken, and I can understand that, except that her partner was holding a loaded gun to her head pretty frequently and making threats. And so she didn't think she was abused because he'd never actually pulled the trigger. And so it was an opportunity for us to connect her with people who could assure her that that was indeed a form of abuse and that she needed to be in a safer place. And when they went actually to arrest him, he had been making bombs, and he just had bombs everywhere. And that was our first hour, and it's been going gangbusters ever since. But we do think it's hard sometimes when you're by yourself to make changes or to add some things or do some things differently. And when you can do it in community, it really can be easier to implement in your life. And that's why our events are I think one of the reasons they're so successful, because women come. They come with their neighbor, they come with their daughter, they come with their mother, they come with their friends, and that really, I think, is very helpful to them.
Absolutely, and I also like the idea that again, like if someone's addressing that issue or if they're allowing themselves to be screened, sometimes there's a downside to being screened because you find out something you really didn't want to happen. And your approach isn't just like, you know, patting them on the back and letting them go on.
Right.
The All About Women approach is very different. How would you describe it to people?
And back to kind of what I was saying about matchmaking is back and back to that report, ranking us in 49th. There's a lot of services available, and there's a lot of women who could use those services, and they weren't getting together. And so through our events, through our website, we connect them. And so no one is going to take your blood sugar that can't help you the next day if there's a problem with it. It's back to the domestic violence. No one's going to ask you that question if they don't have resources to help you if you've got a problem. So all of our service providers are there because they can screen you, and then they can help you that next day and the day after and the day after that.
And what typically are the most popular things women are being screened for?
Well, I mean, they do come mostly for the medical screenings. I think at any event we'll have a minimum of 1,500 do those, with smaller numbers doing some of the other things. But those are just as important. I mean, if you've got a lump on your breast and you're concerned about it, that breast exam or that mammography is crucial to you. You know, it just really depends. It's just such a – we have 125 or more different services at our larger annual events, and then, you know, 25 to 30 at our bi-monthly community events, and something every week on our website. So it really is trying to be all things to all women.
I love it. And, you know, like, we've got a caller. Hello, you're on the air of Diva Talk Radio with Sally Smallwood and Mr. Diva Bedick. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I have a question.
All right, Angela, we're listening.
Okay, I have to have some CAT scans done and some more tests, and my insurance isn't very flexible, so I was just wondering how I can get around all the hassle of that. Is there a way that you might be able to recommend?
It depends on where you live. We're based in Tennessee, and in our state, you would do if you're in, you do have insurance.
Yes.
Or you do not.
I do.
You know, if you don't have insurance, we usually send you to the health department. If you do have insurance.
I do have insurance.
Oh, okay. Well, then, and is it federal or some kind of Medicare, Medicaid?
It's
or
Navigator, but it's through the state of Massachusetts.
Okay. I'm not sure I can help you with that, not being from Massachusetts, but usually there are the health departments or the insurance can help you navigate. They have navigational assistance for anybody who's having trouble figuring out how to use it.
Angela, can you just repeat the question one more time?
Well, I was just wondering, because my health insurance plan doesn't seem kind of flexible, you know, how to get around all the hassle of that. But
okay.
I think she answered the question. I should just contact, you know, one of the providers, and maybe they can help me navigate towards a easier way.
Great. And do you normally attend, like, health outreach events in Massachusetts?
You know, actually, only once or twice.
All right. Well, if you ever get to Tennessee, Sally's there, or you could go on her website, allaboutwomentn.org, because they are, I mean, like Diva Bedick, they're outreaching to everyone. And Sally, you have a really unique approach, which I'd love you to tell Angela and the rest of our listeners about, how you're using storytelling as a way to communicate different ideas to women.
Well, and that is on the website. We've created two unique characters, Lily and Z, who trade off each week telling a story that captures the topic for that week from a real woman's perspective. And we got the idea from South Africa, actually, which used storytelling to change cultural perceptions of violence against women. And they had a soap opera, and everyone fell in love with this character, and then this character was a victim of violence, and overnight everybody got really upset about that, and it went, you know, something they were all kind of used to suddenly took on a different angle, and which was very, very positive. And so we, taking a cue from that, created two characters. flowers are kind of our theme. So Lily and Zee were easy names to come up with because the definition of flower means to develop fully, and that's really what we're all about.
And tell us a little bit more about who these specific characters are, like Lily and Zee.
Well, like Lily is our 20-something who's educated but has had trouble finding a job, lives with her sister who just had a baby, you know, just kind of brings in a lot of different experiences with her life. And then Zee is in her second marriage, which is going well, has a couple kids, is middle-aged, you know, just has a different perspective on things. And what we try to do is let them do topics from their angle. So, for instance, sleep. It has been one of the top downloaded topics on our website. It's of interest to all women, and Lily and Zee have both had a week with it. And, you know, and then we follow that up with activities that you can do, like the Epworth Sleepiness Scale. You can go and take this free test online to kind of see if you're getting enough sleep. And then we have Q&A with experts on every topic and all sorts of things that you can do. For instance, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, the help is there for you. And then there's also resources you can follow up with for additional help.
Great. That's fantastic. You know, Sally, it's August, which means at Divabetic, we have a new phrase of the month. It's got to find the strength in me. That is the phrase of the month. Sally, you could write this down too. Got to find the strength in me. If you post it on our Facebook group page or fan page walls, you could enter our random drawing at the end of the month. And this month, my diva inspiration is Alicia Keys, and we're going to be giving away the 10th anniversary edition of Alicia's songs in A minor. So at the end of the month, put in Gotta Find the Strength in Me on my Facebook fan or group page. Visit us at divabetic.org, and you could walk away with Alicia Keys' 10th anniversary edition of songs in A minor. I also want to remind everyone that coming up in November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and it's shaping up to be a blockbuster for this diva, that's Diva Bedick. We've got four major outreach events coming up in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Hagerstown, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. So to find out more about those events, go to divabedick.org. Now, Sally, you mentioned you've got a couple monthly programs coming up, so tell people how they could find out more about your organization and where they could go.
Well, if they go to our website, allaboutwomen.org, and actually you'd said allaboutwomentn.org. We own them both.
Okay.
Allaboutwomen.org may be easier beyond Tennessee. Our next event is August 27th at Lead Academy here. That's one of our charter schools where the students, mostly on the free lunch program and that kind of thing, but anyone can come, including men, many times attend. But our schedule of events will be on that website. You can also, on our homepage, there's a box that says Be the First to Know. And if you enter your email address there, you will get a weekly email with the Q&A and the resources on that week's topic, which is great.
All right, Sally, we got another caller. Hello, Diva Talk Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I am well.
And what is your name?
I got on late because for some reason I could not get on. And I heard a little bit about, Sally was talking about domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think of domestic abuse as a man or a woman hitting on each other. And it's not always like that. And sometimes mental also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Psychological abuse. I knew a woman once who was married to a gambler. And she just never knew if there was going to be money for food or what, you know. And that was very much a form of abuse as well.
Yes, it was.
And
it
what
really
kind
was.
Of treatment do you both know about for someone who's having more of a mental or emotional kind of abuse going on? How do they seek help?
Number one, get out of the relationship.
Okay.
Sometimes it's easier said than done. But She needs to get out as soon as possible, even if she has to go to somebody to help her to get out.
There's a national hotline, as well
mm-hmm.
as most communities have local hotlines. It's a lot
yes.
easier to get out if you have talked to someone
mm-hmm.
who helps women in this area, because they will help you develop a safe exit plan. They will help you figure out, you know, how to be safe once you leave. And
right.
you know, you can go from one unsafe place to another pretty easily. And so there are resources nationwide as well as community-based that can help women, and they need to access them as soon as they can.
Sally,
yeah,
and I'm sorry, your name, what's our caller's name is? What is your first name?
Mary Louise.
Hello, Mary Louise.
Hi.
Both of you, do people who suffer from domestic violence like to have the support, and do they gather? How do you find that they seek the help of support?
A lot of time they resist.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they resist
yeah.
the support. And they resent it, in the matter of fact. And it's not until after they get from under the influence of the persons do they find out that, you know, everybody who tried to tell them was right. I lived it, so I know. And it wasn't easy, and it took me years for me to actually get out of this relationship. But once I got out, I could see what other people were seeing.
So what was the real turning point that you could communicate to someone who might be listening who's just not made that step forward, Mary Louise? Like, what would you tell someone right now?
If nothing else, go and see a counselor. If they making them think that they're crazy, go and see a counselor. Start like that. And after that, you can go from there. Usually a good counselor will take and help them to take and get out of that relationship.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in. We certainly appreciate it. And remember to log onto our Facebook fan and group page and mention this phrase of the month, "Gotta Find the Strength in Me," and you could win some Alicia Keys' fabulous album. So thank you for joining
thank
us,
you.
Mary Louise.
Well,
thank
and I just,
you.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations, Mary Louise, because you found the strength in you, and
yes.
and you're helping other women by sharing
yes.
your story. Very powerful.
Yes,
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Sally, breaking down barriers, let's keep going, breaking down walls. I know that you have such a popular website. What are the top three most popular topics coming up, or five top popular topics coming up on your website? Can we count them down?
Well, the ones that women have enjoyed the most, downloaded the most, accessed the most in the last 6 months have been sleep, which I think I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
dental resources, which is a huge thing that's not talked about very often. But, you know, if you keep your teeth and gums in good shape, that affects your heart. I mean, it affects so many things, and people tend to not make it a priority, and it is a huge health issue. And we've had a lot of activity around that. Time management, there's a big surprise, your website for women, and time management is a big need. Etiquette, we did 1 week, we did a thing on etiquette, and that was very, very popular, especially the Q&A with our expert Helen Hawk. And then stress relief. We've addressed stress relief in a number of different ways. I mean, again, that's a top topic for women. Each time we do it, we'll do it a little differently. The one that got the huge numbers recently was stress relief and things you can do outdoors in your community to relieve stress. So those are kind of the big issues at our website right now.
I want to ask about this etiquette. Is it like table etiquette, or is it like how we communicate through social media and letter writing and some of the things that have gone the wayside once we all got computers? What was the etiquette around?
You know, it was more career kind of etiquette. We think education and jobs have a huge impact on your health. And the questions, again, they come from the women. They come from women. But the questions that we got, it was everything from, you know, how to eat at a business luncheon to, you know, what are the two most offensive etiquette mistakes that a person makes. The top two actually are interrupting a conversation and monopolizing a conversation.
Oh, my God, I think those also qualify for how to be a radio host.
No,
I might be family listeners.
So.
If you call in, you could get another call.
Really,
I love it.
Please call in so we're not offending. things like if you have a name tag, you should put it on your right shoulder because when you shake hands, the eye of the person that you're meeting goes to that shoulder.
I love it. That's a great tip.
Yeah, just all sorts of things.
It's such an interesting website. It's allaboutwomen.org or allaboutwomentn.org. Now, Sally, you know, we have a very popular game called Diabetes Numerology where we're educating women and men one number at a time on how to stay healthy and upbeat about their care. It's time to play Pick a Number. Listeners, one of my favorite divas, the one who inspires me to keep my glam more fearless philosophy in motion, Sally Smallwood, the founder of All About Women, is joining me tonight to help educate and empower you to stay healthy and upbeat about your care with one number. So, Sally, it's time to pick a number.
I'm going to go with 49. I'm going with 49 because that was the ranking for Tennessee that inspired me and about 30 other volunteers to start All About Women. It was just like, we can do better than that. We don't need to be 49th. And I think all women can be first. And so for me, it was a very inspirational number.
I love that. And just tell us, like, how did you get past the aha moment of All About Women? You know, like, really put the boots in the street.
It was 2 years of just kind of mulling over different ideas, having coffees and conversation, meeting with health professionals, and just fine-tuning, looking around to see if there was something out there that we could partner with. Just, you know, it was just a whole bunch of stuff. So there was like this aha, and then there was like this, this really long research phase, and then it was, okay, then it's time to just do it. And like I said, that first hour was so powerful, not only the woman with the domestic violence that we mentioned earlier, but a lawyer who was in a top firm here who walked in and had a very high cholesterol. And got, you know, it was women from all walks of life finding out stuff and then taking charge. And fixing. I mean, we had, speaking of diabetes, we have a woman who came to our last large event here in Nashville who had a blood sugar of 485, and she really didn't have any symptoms. She had some leg cramps, but that was about it. And so she would not have been going to the doctor to check things out, and she just came to an event, had a screening, found it out, and immediately made changes to her life and is so healthy and volunteers with us now.
I know. I love that. And I think I was at that event when that happened. And for me to represent diabetes at a woman's event was really an incredible challenge. And also to be able to outreach to all those Girl Scouts. I remember we traveled with Diabetic to your Nashville events, your Memphis event, as well as your Knoxville events. And in Nashville, we had the honor of outreaching to the Girl Scouts and really trying to empower them. And you know, the interesting thing are the questions that children ask around any type of health issue. Of course, we were dealing with diabetes that day, but I find it so interesting how you're educating generations.
Well, and that's what we all need to do. And you know, we put it out there, but it's the generations that are coming that are making that possible. And I just say my hat's off to women who are taking the time to go find things out about their health and then do stuff about it. And Max, you were just a shout out to you. You were so awesome on our main stage. You owned it. And all the education that you do for diabetes, that works for people without diabetes too. We all need to be eating healthier. I mean, Tennessee, a third of our population is obese, which means we have a very high diabetes and heart disease rate, et cetera. And just the education that you provide is critical for all of us, and it's just about getting in front of women and making that message clear.
Well, thank you, Sally, for joining us tonight, and thank you for saying that. We're out of time. I want to thank my special guest, Sally Smallwood, from All About Women. Go to her website, allaboutwomen.org, for more information. And if you've missed any of our past shows, please visit divabedic.org and click on the radio link to hear all the shows in their entirety. Remember, every diva has an entourage, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Let's get happy and stay healthy together.
And we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby?